Hello, and welcome once again to NaturalDocRadio.com. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and as usual, bringing you lots of information about important issues regarding your health. Dr. Slavin?
Hi, Janet. I want to bring everybody up to date on the measles outbreak. We talked about this a couple of months ago. Remember in Disneyland in California, there was a measles outbreak, and I think at the time they were blaming it on Mexicans coming in,
unvaccinated children, and possibly
illegal immigrants, aliens. Maybe that hadn't been vaccinated, and maybe,
right.
You know, but they really didn't know for sure.
But they also were pointing the finger at very well-off sections of California, private schools in particular, where there were very high percentages of parents opting out of having their children vaccinated.
Right. So in the pediatrics journal put out by the Journal of the American Medical Association, they like to blame the spread of the measles from Disneyland on unvaccinated children. Now, my question has always been, if the vaccines are so good, what do you care? If you've been vaccinated, you should be protected. That's the way I think. So if someone walks in with unvaccinated and has measles, go for it. I've been vaccinated. I don't have to worry. But then they're saying, even if you've been vaccinated, you have to worry, apparently. But here's what the latest data is showing. There's a study that's been released now that shows that the vast majority of those who caught measles during that outbreak had previously been vaccinated. And yet, the outbreak is still being blamed 100% on the unvaccinated. According to the information from the study presented by California Healthline, as many as 86% of those who caught measles at Disneyland were fully up to date on their measles, mumps, and rubella vaccinations. This means that none of them should have gotten measles, if you believe the official story anyway. So going on, they say, in the fantasy reality of so-called herd immunity.
Ooh, very interesting.
See, this is what they say. Herd immunity means if you vaccinate at least 90% of the population, the other 10% are protected. So if you're using that concept, 86% just isn't enough to prevent a disease outbreak. Well, so goes on the myth. In order to fully protect, for the protection to be gained, claims the establishment, it's 95%. A 95% vaccination rate is required for vaccines that are 100% effective, though these numbers often shift between 90 and 99% or are omitted entirely. Depends on the agenda of a particular media report.
Depends on the agenda is a very important phrase. The idea that you are seriously protecting the health of your child by providing the measles vaccine is kind of belied by what are the risks of the vaccine versus what are the risks of actually experiencing measles.
So this is one of those areas where it's impossible to use your own common sense and think for yourself, because they're going against what you would think. They would say, now, the vaccine is very effective, but only if 95% of the population is vaccinated as well. So you got to get everybody vaccinated, and then the vaccine is effective. I mean, that's stretching it a lot. Now,
don't you find science stretches a point?
Well, here's what. So again, they say that the vaccines don't work unless enough people are getting vaccinated.
Right.
Here's another take on this whole issue. It could be that these vaccines simply don't work at all. And that's what was clearly demonstrated by the fact that most of the people affected during this disease outbreak had been vaccinated. So again, they go on to blame the anti-vaccine people for spreading measles, even though the unvaccinated typically don't contact measles during outbreaks and thus don't spread it.
It's interesting because there's also some information, Dr. Slavin, about the persons having received the vaccine become asymptomatic carriers of actually spreading the measles?
I think they use an attenuated virus. It's still live. So in the first few days of a vaccine, you could spread it. So the people spreading it are the ones who have been vaccinated. And this has been shown also in the case of polio.
Right.
The only outbreaks of polio have been attributed to people being vaccinated against it. That's why they switched from using a live polio virus to an attenuated virus or maybe a dead virus. But in other words, they switched from the Sabin back to the Salk vaccine to prevent that spread of polio from the vaccinated. So they say the public health community is blaming unvaccinated children for the outbreak of measles at Disneyland, but the illnesses could just as easily have occurred due to contact with a recently vaccinated individual. And that was stated, and you know this person, Sally Fallon Morell?
Yes.
From the president of the Weston A. Price Foundation. Evidence indicates that recently vaccinated individuals should be quarantined in order to protect the public. So here's another opinion on all of this. Though it would be loath to admit it, the vaccine mafia is clearly losing major ground in its failing war on natural immunity. No matter how these charlatans try to spin the issue, vaccines don't work if people who get them are still contracting disease, supposedly because other people around them aren't getting vaccinated. I mean, this is almost laughable if they weren't being serious. At best, vaccines boost our defenses only temporarily.
That's an important point because when you contract some of these infectious diseases, so-called childhood diseases, your immunity is a lifetime immunity. When you are vaccinated against these diseases, it is not a lifetime immunity.
So we said, so vaccines boost our defenses only temporarily. And the reason for that is our immune systems are programmed to recognize and attack invaders that come through the biological front door. And what is that door? It's your nose, your mouth, your eyes. It doesn't work properly when we shove infections into your body with a needle. And then one last point, Janet, is that another comment was made about herd immunity. It says, that's nothing more than a silly catchphrase used to scare and bully parents into vaccinating their kids.
Hmm. Very, very interesting discussion. Unfortunate that so many people don't necessarily understand that entire big picture. And as usual, Natural Doc Radio brings you the best quality information from sources with high levels of credibility, and you heard it here.
Yeah, Dr. And one last thing, it's nice when, you know, we make our own observations and we see things, and it's nice when other people from a completely different vantage point come to the same conclusions, because this is how we felt all along, and here it's being confirmed from other areas.
Thank you very much for tuning in to naturaldocradio.com. As usual, Dr. Slavin and I, Janet Cimarelli, will be back with more health-supporting information soon. Bye-bye.